KD Country 94 weather.
For the best in skincare, visit Astra Healthcare and Wellness LLC in Beloit. They can help improve your skin health in a variety of ways, ranging from Botox, a treatment to help with signs of aging, and can be combined with any other skin therapy treatment such as microneedling, medical peels, or IPL light therapy, all of which can treat signs of aging like blemishes, sun damage, scars, and mild to moderate lines and wrinkles. To schedule an in-person consultation, call Astra Healthcare and Wellness at 785-534-1910 or stop by 116 East Main in Beloit and let them help you achieve beautiful skin that looks and feels its absolute best.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 62. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 40 tonight. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. High of 72 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. 74 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 52.
Kintu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Kintu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Kintu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
There will be walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department in Beloit on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th and November 1st and 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all those days. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day if those walk-in days do not work. The walk-in days are for flu shots only. Once again, those walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department will be on Wednesdays, October 18th and 25th and November 1st and 8th, also on Wednesdays from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all of those 4 days. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Many Kansans have lined up at public meetings to say rising property values and the taxes that come with them are out of control. Kansas Republican and Democratic lawmakers have taken notice, but they are proposing rival amendments to the state constitution in an attempt to reel in rising property taxes. The Republican-backed plan would cap how much property values can increase each year. That would hopefully standardize increases for taxpayers and spare them from large spikes year to year. The Democratic proposal wants to shift some of the burden of property taxes off of residential homeowners and onto commercial and agricultural real estate, but that will be a tough sell to Republican leaders of the legislature who are more business and agricultural friendly. However, both proposals only address one side of the property tax equation. Neither change would be able to stop local governments from increasing their tax rates, so homeowners could still see a spike in property taxes when their cities and counties raise their mill levies. The Republican plan calls for capping yearly increases to property evaluation at 4%. The amendment passed the Senate with a 28-11 vote, mostly following party lines. The House can consider advancing it to send it to voters during the 2024 legislative session. Republican Senator Carson Tyson said on the Senate floor that many states cap increases to property values, including states from both sides of the political spectrum, like Oklahoma and Oregon. The plan allows for exceptions to the cap, like new construction, adding value to the home, or when a home is sold. So when someone purchases a house, the suppressed property value for tax purposes will revert to its true assessed value. Meanwhile, the Democratic plan calls for reducing the taxable amount on residential properties. Currently, homes are taxed at 11.5% of their value. The proposal would drop that to 9%. However, commercial property and agricultural land would not see a similar reduction, so owners of that kind of land would end up paying more in taxes to make up the difference. That's likely to run in opposition into the Republican-controlled legislature. That full story is posted at kdcountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. In regards to what we have on the community calendar, there are the walk-in flu clinics at the Mitchell County Health Department, and the first one is this Wednesday, October 18th, and that'll be each Wednesday through November the 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on all those days. You can call and schedule an appointment at 738-5175 for another day. If those days do not work, those walk-in days are for flu shots only. And there also be a benefit supper for Kirsten Jones, Now We Fight Together, Kirsten battling cancer, and that will be this Friday, October 20th. Serving starts at 6 o'clock at the Beloit Trojan Football Stadium, free will donation, and there'll be to-go boxes available. Pulled pork, baked beans, chips, and cookie, all proceeds from meal and concessions will go help Kirsten Jones to help with expenses and fight the battle of cancer. That's hosted by Breast Friends of Osborne and Mitchell Counties. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sport.
First and goal. Johnson looking for the end zone. Cuts it back. He's got it! An unbelievable night for the true freshman. His fifth rushing touchdown, and K-State may have the dagger.
Avery Johnson with an all-time FBS record, 5 rushing touchdowns in a single game by a true freshman quarterback as K-State beats Texas Tech on Saturday night. More on the game coming up in the sportscast. KU has one slip away in Stillwater. A look at other college football and local sports. We have some state tennis medalists and a look at league volleyball from the weekend, the NFL, and the Major League Baseball Playoff Championship Series begins. So coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 3-2-1A State Tennis Tournament took place at Conover Tennis Center in Topeka over the weekend for the second straight season. Osmond's Gracie Reiner and Levy Reiner brought home medals. The doubles team finished in fifth place this season. They went 4-1 on the weekend. The Reiner sisters finished the season with a 27-2 record. Both losses coming to Coonrod and Rippert of Ellsworth, one at state, and the Ellsworth team finished second place. Other state qualifiers from the area were Ashlyn Knight of Beloit, who went 2-2 in singles, and Grace William and Claire Mick of Osmond went 0-2 in doubles. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. Wichita Collegiate took home the team title. At the Northern Plains League Volleyball Tournament on Saturday at Sylvan Lucas High School, St. John's Tipton won the NPL tournament for the first time since 2016, beating Thunder Ridge and Lakeside in 2 and Stockton in 3 in pool play, winning over Rock Hills in the semis, beating Sylvan Lucas 25-22 and 25-16 in the championship. St. John's Tipton now 30-3 against Sylvan Lucas, finishing second, Rock Hills third. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. In the Mid-Continent League, Smith Center beat Hoxie 25-18 and 17, and then beat Norton 25-15-20, going 2-0 at Russell to claim the tournament title in the MCL for the third straight season, as they're now 33-4 on the year.
Empty set, 5 wide, Bean with all kinds of time, uncorks a deep ball, he wants Skinner, he's got him, it's a touchdown! Jason Bean right on the money from 43 yards out.
After a high-scoring first half, that early third-quarter touchdown was the final score for number 23 Kansas in a 39-32 loss at Oklahoma State Saturday. OSU jumped out to a 14-0 lead early, but Jason Bean and the KU offense responded. Bean had 4 touchdown passes in the first half, hitting Trevor Wilson from 44 in the first quarter, 2 straight to Mason Fairchild from 30 and 44 in the second, and connecting with Skinner from 49 shortly before half. The 42-yarder to Skinner was a 5th touchdown pass for Bean, but from there OSU took over. Leading 32-30, Kansas went for a 4th-and-5 from the OSU 40 with 6:23 remaining. Colin Oliver sacked Bean on the play to force a fumble and an eventual turnover on downs, but he appeared to be offsides with no call, and the momentum shifted to OSU. 9 plays later, they were in the end zone on a 6-yard run by Brennan Presley to take a 36-32 lead. KU unable to get a first down on their next drive. Oklahoma State added a field goal with 15 seconds left for the 7-point win. Despite the loss, a solid night for Bean at quarterback as he finished 23 of 34, 410 yards and 5 touchdowns, but did have 2 interceptions. KU coach Lance Leipold on his performance.
He struggled a little bit there late in the fourth, obviously, but before that, I thought he played outstanding. You know, I thought he made some really nice throws and some things and created some things with his feet, but there's some plays I know wish we all had back.
KU's now 5-2 overall, 2-2 in the Big 12. The Cowboys improved to 4-2 and 2-1. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, it was the Avery Johnson Show in Lubbock on Saturday night. K-State picked up a 38-21 win over Texas Tech. Will Howard started the game at quarterback for K-State. Johnson came in on the third possession with a 3-0 lead, promptly led the Wildcats on a 5-play, 59-yard drive, finishing with a 2-yard touchdown run for a 10-0 lead after one. The offense sputtered at times with Howard. Tech took a 21-17 lead midway through the third. third, but Johnson had a touchdown run in the second and then took over for good at quarterback in the third, ran in three more scores, setting an FBS record for most rushing touchdowns by a freshman quarterback in a single game with five, and also tying the K-State record for most rushing touchdowns in a game. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on Johnson's performance.
Very impressive, but he's not really a true freshman, you know, and I know he is. He was here in the spring. He's got a calmness. He's got a demeanor to him. He's got a competitiveness. When we recruited him, that was the number one thing that jumped out at me when we recruited Avery, was how competitive he was. When you have that kind of competitor, the moment's probably never going to be too big.
Facing Tech's third-string quarterback in the second half, the Wildcats won the turnover battle 3-0. Kobe Savage had two interceptions. K-State moved to 4-2, 2-1 of the Big 12, while Texas Tech fell to 3-4 and 2-2. Elsewhere in the Big 12 on Saturday, Iowa State won 30-10 at Cincinnati, and TCU rolled to a 44-11 win over BYU in Fort Worth. In the top 25 premier matchups, saw number 7 Washington move to 6-0 overall and 3-0 in the Pac-12 with a 36-33 win over number 8 Oregon in Seattle, as the Ducks missed a field goal that would have sent the game to overtime. Number 10 USC suffered their first loss of the season, falling 48-20 at 21st-ranked Notre Dame. Number 15 Oregon State won 36-24 over number 18 UCLA. 12th-ranked North Carolina stayed unbeaten with a 41-31 win over number 25, Miami. A full look at the weekend scores can be found at NCAA.com. In the NFL, it only took until week 6 to have the final undefeated teams go down. It was the Browns winning over the 49ers 19-17, a late missed field goal by San Francisco, and the Jets beat the previously unbeaten Eagles 20-14. Also on Sunday, out of the AFC West, the Raiders beat the Patriots 21-17 in Vegas. New England's now just 1-5. Raiders moved to 3-3. Chiefs are 5-1 after beating the Broncos Thursday night, and the Chargers are the lone team left to play this weekend from the division as they host the Cowboys tonight in Monday Night Football, 7:15 on ABC. The full scores from the weekend at NFL.com.
Astros down to their last strike. LeClerc's 3-2 pitch. Got him! And the Texas Rangers keep on rolling with Game 1 in the championship series, 2-0 over the Astros.
The Rangers scored one run in the second and another in the fifth, while Jordan Montgomery struck out six Astros batters in 6 1/3 scoreless innings in the win. Game 2 of the ALCS this afternoon in Houston at 3:37. The NLCS gets underway tonight. The Diamondbacks and Phillies meet for a chance at the World Series. First pitch at 7:07 for Game 1 from Philly. For more info, visit MLB.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.